All right, tell me where you will find this, ladies and gentlemen. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you. Yes, you're exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. First chapter of Song of Songs. Solomon's Song of Songs. Yes, I know he blew it when it comes to that monogamy thing and letting there be only one. What irony, right? But nevertheless, this is one of those cases where we do as we're told, as the person says, and not as they do. In this case, do as he wrote and not as he did. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. The friends respond, we rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. The beloved says, how right they are to adore you. Dark am I and lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I have neglected. Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends? And then the friends respond, if you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds. And then the lover speaks up. I liken you, my darling, to a mare harnessed to one of the chariots of Pharaoh. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. The beloved in chapter 2 of the Song of Songs. Here's the point. It's not necessarily that when we talk with each other, we're going to try to say what Solomon said if we're the man, or say what his woman said if you're the woman. The whole point is to learn the importance of having words that you take ready to share with the one you love. You've thought about this. You've thought about your loved one. You've thought about your relationship with your loved one. You've thought about how special your loved one is to you. And you've gotten to the point where you are ready to express your feelings and your thoughts in spoken word. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. That's the beloved, the woman. The lover says, like a lily among thorns is my darling among the maidens. He's saying, man, those maidens, okay, they're beautiful and all of that. But listen, compared to my lady, they're like thorns. The beloved says, like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my lover among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. He has taken me to the banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. Strengthen me with raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. She's making it clear. She is ready to share intimately, sexually, and she wants this man to really please her. Listen, my lover, Look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall. She is excited about her man, and she is not trying to hide it. She's making it known. She loves this man so much that she's excited about him. And when she sees him, see, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. It is a good thing, ladies and gentlemen, when the woman and the man are able and willing to express their love for one another. No need to beat yourself up if you don't know how to do that. But listen, how many of you were ready and able to listen and listen and listen and talk and talk and talk when you were with someone you had no business being with? Oh, you could find the words. The words would just flow when you wanted to express the way you felt with the person you were not supposed to be with. And now you're with someone in a relationship that God approves of, and he gives you the green light to express yourself fully. Don't put the brakes on that. No, don't put the brakes now. You didn't put the brakes on when you were with someone you shouldn't have been with. Don't put the brakes on now. I know for some of you, it may be much more difficult to really let the words flow in your marital relationship. But listen, if it's a matter of spending time thinking about it, rearranging, reacclimating, changing your attitude so that now, instead of it coming natural for you to just let the words of affection pour out when you're with someone who you should not be with, learn how to let the words pour out now that you're with someone you can be with, that God approves of you being with. And like I said before, if necessary, work at it. And I do mean that literally. Work at it. Creating an intentional intimate connection starts with making the decision to have an intimate contact and then making an agreement with our partner to create it. The type of connection which we make could be verbal, nonverbal, physical, sexual, non-sexual, or some combination of the above.